Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm David Weiss, and here are today's top local stories. More details emerging now about the victims and survivors as the search for suspects continues following that deadly multiple shooting at an illegal gaming club in Crown Heights, Brooklyn.
A weekend of mourning for friends and family of the four people shot to death in that illegal gambling den on Utica Avenue. Eddie Baldwin is remembering his brother, Terrence Bishop.
His smile, his presence, his hugs.
The other victims are 47-year-old Dominic Wimbush, 37-year-old Chester Good, and 32-year-old John Thomas. Three other people were wounded, including Deshaun Kearse, who was shot in the hand. His aunt tells the Daily News that Kearse was nearly killed in another gambling-related attack 25 years ago when someone slammed him in the head with a baseball bat during an argument over betting. Ron Trustern, 1010 Winds in Crown Heights.
No word yet on a motive, and again, no arrests made as the search continues for suspects. Police have arrested a 22-year-old Bronx man believed to be the vandal who broke windows and etched graffiti on a half dozen FDNY ambulances parked outside an EMS station in Wakefield in the Bronx early yesterday. The suspect, identified as Kareem Murdoch, Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro said fire marshals checked surveillance video and spotted the suspect late last evening in the vicinity of the station. He was brought in for questioning and then later charged with two counts of criminal mischief. In the aftermath of the vandalism, all six of the ambulances were taken out of service for repairs amid concerns about possible delays in response time. The city's murder rate is on the rise. This follows two deadly weekends this month, specifically the October 5th rampage, where a homeless man is accused of beating four others to death in Chinatown, and yesterday's fatal shooting in Crown Heights. Four people died in that attack as well. Police data shows the city's year-to-date homicide count is at 257. That's seven more than at this time last year. Earlier this year, as of July, the numbers suggested the city was headed for its lowest murder rate since the 1950s. State police in New Jersey investigating a tragic death on a ride at a harvest festival. Authorities say it happened last night just after 6 at the Deerfield Township Festival in Cumberland County. Troopers say a 10-year-old girl was ejected from a ride called Extreme. The girl plunged to the ground. She was airlifted to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. Police say the cause and circumstances of her death remain under investigation. Festival organizers said on Facebook all festivities would continue today other than a scheduled parade that would be canceled. There's a fire hydrant in Brooklyn that's proving to be quite a moneymaker. The 2.5-foot-tall hydrant in Dumbo is shorter than others by 2 to 12 inches. It's also set further back from the curb. While most are a little over 2 feet from the curb, this one is set back about 6 feet, which is why drivers are objecting, insisting they never saw the hydrant when they pulled over to park in front of 70 Front Street. Tickets have been rolling in, 145 of them between June of last year and August of this year, adding up to nearly $17,000 in fines. Dustin Schmitz, who works at Brooklyn Industries clothing store nearby, telling the New York Post most of those ticketed appear to be tourists stopping to get a good photo of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.